to number 7, periodic status review, Oregon Silver Spot Butterfly briefing, public hearing, and decision. Where's Taylor? There he is.
Good afternoon. I failed to identify myself earlier. My name is Taylor Cotton. I'm the Acting Wildlife Division Wildlife Diversity Division Manager in the Wildlife Program. I'm going to be presenting the periodic status review for the Oregon Silver Spot Butterfly, which was drafted by Dave Hayes and Derek Stinson. Dave Hayes primarily. He is retired, so I'm going to be providing the information for him, and I'll try to answer any questions as best I can. So the Oregon Silver Spot Butterfly was federally listed under the Endangered Species Act in 1980. A 2012 assessment of the species recommended an uplisting to endangered. It has not occurred yet. It is still federally listed as threatened. And it was listed by the state of Washington as endangered in 1993. Historically, there were 20 documented sites ranging from Westport, Washington, south to Del Norte County, California. Currently, there are only 5 extant sites, 4 in Oregon, 1 in California, and none in Washington. The species is extirpated in Washington. The last observed butterflies in Washington were in 1990 at the Loomis Lake area along Long Beach Peninsula. And the Oregon silver spot continues to decline in Oregon and California. A little bit of the natural history. Adults emerge in late summer and lay their eggs. The larvae hatch in the fall and then seek wintering sites to overwinter where they stay dormant. They'll emerge again in the spring to feed and then reproduce again. Their larval needs are highly dependent on early blue violets. This species only occurs on the coastline and there is the primary food source for those larvae. After chrysalis, they use a variety of plants for nectar, including some invasive species. And they also require wind protection on these coastal habitats. Those are the 3 real criteria for habitat for this butterfly. And what does that habitat look like? We're talking about the coastal salt spray meadows, stabilized dunes, and montane meadows of our outer coast. Within Washington, there's around 230 total acres of habitat that we're managing for this butterfly. The thought is that we're actively working on habitat restoration and preparation for reintroductions for this species. The management of that land is split between DFW, Fish and Wildlife Service, and NRCS. So factors are affecting the recovery of this species. First, the small population sizes in isolation, similar to a lot of our other rare species. We're dealing with really small numbers and isolated pockets of populations on the landscape. Habitat development, conversion, succession, and invasive species has also altered the native habitat that they used to rely on, including Scotch broom and other invasive grasses. With the early violet appearing early in the season, it's often outcompeted by the time the larvae emerge, and there's not enough of it to support the transition into chrysalis. Additionally, there's also roadkill concerns in Oregon. Highway 101 bisects one of the primary habitats that are still occupied down there. There's been a lot of interesting techniques to try and account for that, including some research looking at building hedges along the highway to see if it'll force the butterflies to fly higher. Not a lot of real management results, though, but they are working on it. So conservation actions. There was a federal recovery plan that was updated in 2001, and also a reintroduction plan and husbandry manual in 2010. Woodland Park Zoo and Oregon Zoo are both successfully rearing these animals in captivity, and we've been using those for augmentations in Oregon, and reintroductions occurred in Oregon as well in 2017 and 2018. There's ongoing monitoring and research around habitat restoration and reintroduction practices, since that seems to be the main way that we're going to be able to recover the species, especially in Washington, and habitat restoration in general. That's primarily what Washington is conducting right now, is making sure the habitat is there for the butterflies once we're at a point where we can reintroduce. Recovery criteria. 10 populations are required for the recovery for the species. One of those would be in Washington. Populations will consist of between 200 and 500 individuals for a 10-year period. And that may not, that may sound like a lot of butterflies, but for this species and with the habitat that we've got, the around over 200 acres, it's not that much to ask. You know, the butterflies can be locally abundant where the habitat is good. And there must be management plans for each of these areas as well. The species is extirpated in Washington and will require reintroduction. Our populations are too far away from occupied populations in Oregon and potentially occupied populations north of what's currently occupied for natural dispersal to occur. So we are looking at reintroducing as a conservation action if we're going to recover the species. They won't reach our managed habitat without that. Habitat restoration has been ongoing in Oregon and Washington, and we recommend the Oregon silver spot remain classified as endangered in Washington. We received 6 comments supporting recommendation to maintain the endangered status for the species, and 6 comments to not support expenditures for butterflies in general. And I can try to address any questions as best I can.
First of all, just a point on your slide about the recovery criteria. I think we just need to be clear. There is not a state recovery plan. This is the federal recovery plan.
That's correct.
Plan.
This is to recover the species
so
federally.
So we're asked to be partners in that.
Yes, ma'am.
The point that I wanted to ask, as I read the report, the coastal prairies are really one of the very fragile habitats of the West Coast. Very threatened by development. But as I read about them and the needs of this butterfly, it sounds like it needs very low vegetation height-wise to be successful. And it sort of sounded like, as I was reading the habitat description, that it is a successional kind of habitat. And so how do butterflies survive if their habitat grows into something that isn't compatible?
Sure. This is similar to some of the other species that we're managing elsewhere, where it's a disturbance-dependent ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
And as we've stabilized that for our own developmental purposes and non-native species have come in and made it more stable, we've lost that disturbance and that constant clearing out of some of the other species. And so having those meadows there as a dynamic system throughout the landscape isn't occurring any longer.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? All right. Ready for a motion?
Okay, we're back to the page. Do we have any other comments or a motion?
No public. Okay. I move to maintain endangered status for Oregon silver spot butterfly as presented by department staff. And I will make a comment on this if there's a second. I am supportive of this for a couple of reasons. More and more we're realizing threats to pollinators. And this is raising to greater heights in endangered species, and I truly endorse the work. If we don't start at this level of the ecosystem, we're screwed. So I think it's important for us to support work with butterflies and other pollinators, and then also the comment that I made about the ecosystem. It's a wonderful ecosystem, the coastal prairie of the West Coast, and the work to try to maintain some of that, I just, as a West Coaster, am very supportive of.
Any other comments? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you.